Imagine logging into a Zoom call on a Friday afternoon, but instead of another corporate meeting, you are watching a four-year-old learn a 2,000-year-old South Indian martial art.
It is definitely not your average Zoom call.
Not at all. Welcome to this deep dive, where today we are looking at the Canada Indian Arts Festival, or, you know, CIAF. We actually have a whole stack of records tracing this festival.
Right, from its massive debut back in 2023, right up to the upcoming 2026 showcase.
Exactly. And our mission today is to explore how CIAF rapidly became such a cultural anchor here in Canada, like why their cultural preservation strategy actually works.
And we will also unpack how they are structuring their 2026 event to pull this all off. So should we look at the sheer scale of this thing first?
Oh, definitely. Because when this launched in 2023, they brought in, well, over 1,000 guests and something like 200 performers.
Which is just huge for a first year. And it's stabilized beautifully after that. I mean, 2024 and 2025 both saw over 800 attendees and 150 performers each year.
It is basically this vibrant, living time capsule transporting rural South India right into the Greater Toronto area. But, you know, it does make me wonder.
Wonder what?
Well, in an era dominated by fast-paced digital technology, like kids swiping through videos constantly, why are nearly 1,000 people still showing up for unplugged ancient folk dances?
That is the core question, right?
Yeah.
And the organizers actually designed the festival specifically as a counter movement to that digital isolation.
Oh, interesting. So it is a deliberate choice.
Very deliberate. They are showcasing incredibly tactile ancient rural heritage. It is meant to ground the younger generation in something physical, like the Kathakali dance dramas.
Wait, Kathakali, that is the one with the really intense heavy makeup, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is a highly stylized dance drama from Kerala. They use elaborate makeup and intricate facial expressions to tell complex mythological stories, and they do it without a single spoken word.
Wow. And they also mention Silambam in these schedules. That is a martial art, correct?
You got it. It is a traditional Tamil martial art based around rhythmic high-speed staff spinning. So both of these require immense, tangible physical discipline.
Which is the total opposite of just tapping on a screen. But how are they actually getting the youth to care before the main event even starts?
Well, they don't wait until the main stage. They make the kids part of the tradition long before the actual festival day.
Ah, I see. That makes total sense of the 2026 schedule we have here. Because they are heavily activating the youth weeks before the main event.
Right, like with the online drawing competition for kids age 4 to 16.
Yeah, happening over Zoom on Friday, September 4th. And I should note, the strict deadline to enroll for that is September 2nd, 2026.
It is kind of a brilliant irony, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Using modern digital tools like Zoom to ensure ancient traditions survive and remain accessible to today's youth.
Oh, for sure. And shortly after that, there is a Kolam competition. The enrollment deadline for that one is September 9th, 2026.
Right. And Kolam is the ancient art of drawing intricate geometric patterns on the floor using rice flour. It takes immense focus and mathematical precision.
And usually, you know, this is passed down on front porches in South India.
Exactly. But here they are organizing it digitally.
Preserving culture this way feels almost like, well, like an open source software project.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. By bringing these arts to Canada and teaching them over platforms like Zoom, they are distributing the source code of their heritage to a completely new generation.
Right. Ensuring the system doesn't crash when the elders are gone. They use the digital space to teach offline skills so the kids actually understand what they're watching at the venue.
Speaking of the venue, this blend of modern and traditional leads perfectly into the 2026 main event logistics.
Yes, so the 2026 CIAS takes place on Sunday, September 13th, 2026.
Right, from 4.00 p.m. to 8.00 p.m. at the Stringery Community Center in Etobicoke. And their pricing strategy is honestly a masterclass in removing barriers to entry.
It really is. The regular ticket is $20. But they have this early bird offer for just $10 if you book by August 15th, 2026.
$10 is wild. Plus, kids under 5 get in for free.
And looking at the itinerary, that $10 early bird ticket includes a packed dinner served at 8:00 p.m.
Yeah, they are essentially subsidizing 4 hours of cultural performance and a full meal.
Because if you want to transport an entire community, grandparents, parents, and young kids, you cannot price them out.
Honestly, getting 4 hours of vibrant cultural performances plus dinner for $10 is like finding a real-world cheat code for a perfect Sunday evening.
Absolutely. The logistics, the low cost, the included dinner, it is all evidence of their core strategy. they're engineering a space where gathering offline as a community is just the easiest, most logical choice.
So for anyone listening who wants to experience this, you can visit their website to book your tickets. Keep that August 15th, 2026 deadline in mind for the $10 early bird rate.
And definitely remember those early September enrollment dates if your kids want to try the drawing or Kolam competitions.
It is just such a unique chance to witness a community keeping its history alive in real time. But it does leave us with this final thought.
Which is?
As our daily lives become increasingly isolated behind screens, could hyper-local, deeply traditional, in-person festivals like this be the ultimate necessary cure for our modern digital burnout?